You are tuning in to the English Bulletin of Gunther Radio and Television Station. Top news. The program called the Festival of Children Joining Hands to Protect the Environment was held for the second time on the morning of June 4th by Gunther City Youth Union and Zedin Việt Nam, or Vietnamese Family Magazine, attracting the participation of many local children. At the festival, over 2,000 children joined the games like throwing balls across the waste pits, looking for trash, exchanging old toys for new toys, and waste sorting. After each game, children will receive presents from 40 booths. Joining the event, children could also be offered many gifts and scholarships. The total fund for the event is 1.5 billion Việt Nam đồng mobilized from the community. The festival contributes to raising the awareness of children in environment protection with many experiencing activities. Thereby, children will mobilize family members and people around them to take actions to protect the environment. Vice Chairman of Gunther City, People's Committee Nguyễn Văn Hồng and competent sectors of Gunther City came to check basic construction work of Thới Lai District on June 3rd afternoon. In 2022, Gunther City assigned the People's Committee of Thới Lai District with nearly 191 billion Việt Nam đồng for the implementation of basic construction projects that are started this year and transitional projects from the previous year. As of now, the district has disbursed nearly 58 billion, accounting for over 30%, lower than that of other districts. The reason for this low disbursement rate is the late initiation of transitional projects, the slow implementation of investment preparation work, and the increase of construction material prices. Vice Chairman of Gunther City People's Committee directed specialized sectors of the districts and the city to promote the coordination project implementation and pay special attention to the work of compensation and ground clearance, as well as supervision work to boost disbursement rate. Capital shall be allocated to other projects if implementation is behind schedule. In the past year, severe landslides at the riverbanks in Mekong Delta in general and Gunther City alone are threatening the lives of thousands of households. However, people living in landslide risk areas are extremely happy to see many embankment projects being implemented before the rainy season this year. Ormond River is determined by competent sectors of Gunther City to be one of the landslide hotspots. Therefore, competent agencies have consulted leaders of the city to invest resources in building an emergency embankment system on this river section. In addition to the embankment projects on Ormond River, the city has also set out nearly 600 billion Việt Nam đồng to build nearly 5,000 meters of embankment in the three districts of Ninh Kiều, Bình Thủy and Phong Điền. The embankment projects that have been put into use are of great importance in directly protecting the lives and property of thousands of households residing in landslide risk area, helping them to rest assured whenever rainy season comes. In response to the 10 Red Journey event in 2022, the Steering Board for Blood Donation Mobilization of Gunther City will organize the Blood Donation Festival, called the Red Color of Tây Đô, with the hope of receiving 500 blood units. The blood donation event took place on June 3rd at Gunther Job Service Center. In addition to the blood accepted at the festival, the steering boards for blood donation mobilization at all levels will organize blood accepting locations at localities and units to contribute to the blood reserves. The Red Journey program this year takes place from June 1st to July 31st in 46 cities and provinces nationwide and expects to mobilize the donation of at least 120,000 blood units. On June 3rd afternoon, from the District People's Committee held the closing ceremony for the first Farmers' Food Fair in 2022. In 3 days that it takes place, the fair has attracted over 10,000 visitors, with a total income from different activities stood at 300 million Việt Nam đồng. At the closing ceremony, the organizing board presented merit certificates to 3 units that were ranked first, second, and third in the artistic fruit decorating and shaping contest, as well as the prizes for the winners at the 8th Đơn Ca Tài Tử contest in Phong Điền in 2022. And that's it for today's edition of the English Bulletin. To listen to our bulletins one more time, you can log on to our website at gunthertv.vn. And now, thank you so much for tuning in. Goodbye and see you next time.